This is the official podcast of the Oakland Raiders. Here's your host, JT the Brick.
Greg, the Niners moved to Santa Clara, but the firestorm in San Francisco about this Jim Harbaugh story is amazing. Forget about where he's going to end up. It looks like the wolves are at the door. You're part of the Bay Area media with your talk show and your peers in the business. Everybody wants a piece of this Harbaugh story. How do you think he's handling it? What is it like day to day in the Bay Area with this Harbaugh coverage?
He is just a lightning rod. It's amazing the fascination the Bay Area has with Jim Harbaugh. I mean, I guess because we kind of knew him here. He wasn't, he coached on the Raiders staff as a quarterback coach. I knew him well in 02 and 03. He went away for a while. Al Davis was very close to him. And then when he came back to Stanford and they had Andrew Luck, I watched every snap of that of his reign there because that offense just fascinated me and what Andrew Luck could do. Jim's a quality head football coach. He has the combination, JT, of a great athlete. And, you've been around enough great athletes. There's nothing like the swagger of a great athlete. It's just the way they are. They've been that way since we were kids all the way through adults. And it's just a little bit of a, depending on how they use it, it can be a little caustic. And then when you put that swagger of a great athlete into the role of being a head coach or the leader of men, they do it a little differently. It's a little different than, say, Bill Belichick does it or Andy Reid does it or name somebody else in other sports, Greg Popovich, how he would do it. It's a little bit of that bravado of a great athlete. And I think Jim is a hard worker. When he was quarterbacking in the NFL, he would go back in the offseason to work at Western Kentucky with his dad, Jack, and learn to be a coach. He wanted to be a coach when he was done. I think he's a quality coach. I think he has a great coaching staff. But I think his personality is just, it's tough for the media to understand it at sometimes. And I think he's having a hard time in his own building is the real problem. So I don't know where he's going to land. I'm sure he'll have offers to coach in the NFL. I'm sure he'll go back to Michigan tomorrow. I think he's a quality coach, and the goal on Sunday is to find a way to beat him and get him to 7-6.
Hey, Greg, as we wrap this up, what do you think Reggie McKenzie and Mark Davis are thinking these last four games? I'll ask you what you were thinking here, the evaluation process, everyone fighting for a job. Obviously, certain players will not be back next year, and the Raiders are going to have to build on young players like Carr and Mack. The last quarter of the season begins with San Francisco at Kansas City, Buffalo at home before the last game at Denver. What do you expect to see?
Well, I think what they'll look at is different things. Mark has got to evaluate this coaching staff. So when you see the team play the way they played Sunday in St. Louis, JT, and you were in London with us, and it was worse. It was when a Schottenheimer pulls the reins, and doesn't run up the score. I remember his dad, Marty, running up the scores on us on a Halloween when he was coaching the Chargers, and for Brian Schottenheimer to pull in the reins and kind of feel sorry for us, that's unacceptable. I mean, Mark's going to look at that and just the way they played that day is unacceptable. And then for Reggie and the coaching staff, some of the players in this game, JT, did not, I didn't see the fight that I've seen earlier. They had really not been blown out in the game since London against the Dolphins. I saw them turning down tackles sometimes in the open field. I saw a lack of fight. They never got back into the game. I mean, St. Louis owned the game. The Raiders never got any momentum going at all. We hardly even got inside the red zone. So for the owner, I think he's looking at the coaching staff because he has to make a big call at the end of the year and say, are these guys getting through to these men? And then Reggie, who I think will be back, I think he's looking at it as though which guys are quitting on me, which guys want to fight the good fight all the way to the end, which veterans are talking a good game and not playing a good game, and which one of these young guys really have what it takes to be a part of it when we come back and win again.
Greg, last question. I've seen you on specials and documentaries talk about the great Bay Area broadcasters and sports who came before you, Lon Simmons, and what Bill King meant to you. What does it mean to you to be the voice of the Raiders?
Well, it's Bill. I mean, that's Bill was just such a yardstick for me in every sport, whether it's football or basketball or baseball. I think he's the finest radio broadcaster the country's ever known, to be able to do the three sports at the level he did. And reading about him, I remember Sports Illustrated article about him back in the 70s when I was a kid when he was doing the Raiders and the handlebar mustache and reading Russian poetry and just his eclectic lifestyle living in Sausalito and on the boat. And he was so well educated, and I got close to him when I was doing the A's games. I was doing A's TV and he was doing A's radio, and we'd sat across the aisle from each other on the charter, and we just, I just listened. I let him talk, and he'd tell me great stories about the NBA in the 60s and 70s. He just loved it. He loved it, and he had such a passion for it. His word choice, his description, everything about it. He made it come alive. His energy, his preparation. You know, we talked about how different it is for me to prepare for a game now with all the video access that I have versus when he was doing it. It was just, you know, so much more challenging back then. So, and the touchdown Raider call has evolved over the years. I don't think I did it the first year, but I did it as a tribute to Bill. It was obviously the inflection was different the way I do it, but the Bill's call was touchdown Raiders. And I just felt like, I just remember before I took the job, I said to him, the fans want you to do it. They really want you back. And it's going to be hard for me to have any success if they, you know, if you, with you hovering there. But he made it clear that he didn't want it. He didn't want to do football anymore. He didn't want to do basketball anymore. He strictly wanted to do baseball. It was his love. He was a baseball catcher when he grew up, and he wanted to, you know, do baseball. So I was just carrying on the tradition of what he started, and that's where the touchdown Raiders call came from. JT, was my tribute to Bill.
Greg, really appreciate you doing this. Great catching up with you. I'll see you Sunday on the sidelines. All the best, buddy.
It's that big of a game? You're going to make a showing Sunday at the game? I can't wait to
You
see.
Should see my travel schedule. I'm coming up. I'll be there.
You're Take care. Man. I'll see you Sunday. Don't wear red.
You got it, Greg. See you then. Thank you.
Take care, JT.